On this week's episode, we talk about the TCG Lost Art promos, Flames of Destruction, the OCG stuff, and the new FA cards, and we preview YCS Melbourne. Yeah! Oh, God, fucking damn it, he's already ruined it. This is the Can't Wait for Game podcast. Hi, I'm Bragg. I'm joined here today by Andrew.
Yes, that's
Tom.
Me.
Hello.
Jake.
Yo.
Logan.
Yeah.
And Loza.
Hey, man.
This is the majority of C4G.
Yeah, this is way more than what we started off with about 20 minutes ago.
Exactly. The phone is like a bukkake of our voices. It's just taking it all.
And today we're going to do some ASMR.
No. No. Yeah. How was that week in your year, Andrew?
Good. Lost to Logan 3 times this week. And he's doing some things. And it was good practice for YCS.
How was that week in your year, Logan?
I won two tournaments.
All he does is win.
And
you beat the Andrew.
Yeah, I beat the Andrew. And then
who
lose to this weekend?
Then I pre-rugged for YCS, and I already feel like I'm at a terrible decision.
No, but who'd you lose to specifically?
I lost in a side event on the Friday
to
Jake.
Yeah.
Because he took the D1 match. This
one here.
But to be fair, I beat him to go for it.
Anyway, how weekend you go top?
Pretty good. I got my deck back, which I thought I lost. That was always a bonus. That isn't even my deck. I don't feel confident whatsoever.
Cause
but
you're shit.
At the end of the day, we're here to have fun.
It's because you're shit.
You found the deck, so I mean, that's a plus.
Yeah, that is a very big plus.
You stand a better chance than having...
And Logan owes me money free again, so that makes me feel even better.
Oh, cool. It's always good to have something over someone.
And Jay.
A life motto I live by. So my week's been pretty good. I beat some scrub with light sworn zombie shit. I don't know what was going on there.
Is that the tournament? Is that the side event that Andrew did the best out of from the team?
That is the one.
Wow,
yeah,
that is
the very one.
Just want to confirm with our viewers there. That's the
we both lost to the same person. If
we did, but I did it in the final.
Yeah. And I did so with much more time spare.
Yes,
I just got absolutely destroyed. So at this stage, Spiral is the only matchup that I'm still very not confident with. But, we'll just see how we go.
Yes. And also, I lost to Spiral and I chose him all three games and I still managed to lose, so that feels bad.
How do you feel about that? You're so shit.
Yeah. We're leading into Melbourne.
You didn't even ask Loz how it went this week.
Loz is always...
Because he just kind of walked away.
It's
almost like to stop ruining the podcast.
He's always just up for a game time.
I don't want to give away my set one pass, brick, and then they attack and I win.
That's true.
So I need to go on a side event.
All these bricks for houses. He could never be homeless.
Oh, I just passed.
He could never be
the dual link strat.
So how many side events do we enter today before
one.
You're all in the same one?
Yeah.
Jake, Lewis, myself and Logan were in the same one.
All in the same one.
Yeah.
We were in
and no one brought home the mat.
I was very close.
Yeah, you were pretty damn
close.
In saying that though, the three mats that were available were all garbage, so who gives a shit?
Oh wait, three. They didn't have the normal
one.
One they ran out already.
So the fourth one with the extra deck.
The plain one
is gone? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, my opponent was like, I want that one, they're like, it's good.
No, I mean, I feel like
it was
really
a bit heartbreaking.
I feel like I really won that winner match because I put an evenly matched.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
Like the probably one of the better pulls of the cinch was us going pull me an evenly match. I need to run on my deck list right now. Oh, okay, thanks.
Yep.
What also was a good ask. We also
undersold that so hard.
Yeah, I went. Here you go.
Wait, how much?
It's just on land, isn't it?
No, yeah, undecided if. Oh, pull me an evenly match right now, and I went.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, no, he just pulled it
like
and just. He just threw it across the table, going, yeah, I just did it.
Okay, so the moment itself.
As cool as a cucumber, as walking away from an explosion, like James Bond style.
We also pulled a bunch of dark dice, which is nice.
Yeah.
Dark dice.
Apparently, the pre registration dice are worth money, so that's kind of weird.
Who pulled a dark dice? You pulled.
Yep.
I pulled the light.
So you got $50 as well?
I told you to get the dark.
Which, well, dark and light are the same.
And you had the light as well.
So I pulled the shittest one, the earth one, but I pulled two.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah.
I guess, I was saying to Jake before, like, surely they're just stocking all the shit ones in the same one then.
It must be, but I mean, you know, it's a life lesson, right? Sometimes you go to the toilet and you take two shits.
Sometimes like you did when we first got here.
Yeah. That was way more than
wow. To tell you what, so we'll go right into YCS Melbourne chat. My God.
That was not a single day. Hey, it was all part of the experience. It was all part of the weekend.
How is those impressions of Melbourne so far, travelling for a Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournament?
I've done the travel to Melbourne before. Like, it was obviously infinitely harder because last time I had 4 driver changes. This time I had, like, 1.
Not even.
0.7.
Not even.
Yeah, 0.7 to 1. And I got fucking chauffeured on the way here. The two passengers I had just decided to sit in the back and fucking not talk to me at all.
Really?
That was so much fun. But other than that, I don't
know. But you wish you had Lachlan in your car now, don't you?
We miss you, Lachlan. We miss you every day.
And your long knees.
And your long knees!
And long knees.
He's got
I got long knees.
Yes. That is a joke that contextually is funny, even if it's objectively not. yeah, well, as for my side, if we're moving on to my opinions, I was the only person doing the long distance driving. I didn't do it all by myself, and I had great banter with Lois Gaytime, Big Dick McGee, and Lewis as well.
You didn't have Boris in your car?
No, Lois. He's close. He's not Boris's dick length, but it's close. But, and then Lewis, our Italian, Lewis the Italian New Year.
Hang on, so if it's a big dick Boris, then it must be long dick Loz, right?
Yes.
Oh,
oh shit!
Yes! LDL. We good. We good. We good. And yeah, I don't know, it was a long drive. Like, my longest drive usually is back to my hometown, which is just under 6 hours. And so 8.5 was a decent step on it. But, you know, it was alright. It was not too bad. It was actually kind of boring. Like, the scenery is not there at all.
Yeah, it's
just kind
it's
of,
more fun. Like
it's kind of dead grass and trees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The occasional cow.
Yeah.
It's
they're nice ladies.
So, like, I mean, traveling compared to going to New Zealand, how was it for this? Like, so driving, travel, like, hours.
It was just kind of, look, I'll be honest, it was simpler and easier to drive. Like, it was just, I'm still in the same country, everything's the same. I'm in my car, I've got full control of where I went, so it was easy. But there was something a bit more exciting about oceanics, I guess, and traveling, like, overseas. It just felt like something bigger was happening, I guess. But, I don't know. Like, this was easier. It was a lot easier than having to get my passport out and deal with airports.
Yeah. This has been way fun. Like, kind of, like, putting, like, the travel, like, everything I put into the, like, the plane, the accommodation and stuff, it's kind of put in perspective of, oh, maybe I should take this a bit more seriously than I should.
Yeah. If I can add a side note to what I was saying before, sorry, as I see, the biggest difference I can honestly say is last time I had very few companions with me, and this time we've got the whole crew, which is like so much better.
Yeah.
Well, you would have had one more.
Yeah, so I wasn't scrubbed. Yeah.
So badly. Again. But anyway, moving on from my personal pain.
Like, catching me and Logan caught the play down. He's got both his headphones in for some reason.
He's that cool.
Honestly.
And go back
can
to
you
sleep.
Actually be asleep though?
Wow.
Anyway,
yeah, so catching the flight.
So yeah, so
right.
Moving, like, so it's been pretty interesting, like, flying down for a tournament, getting ready and stuff like
that.
I've never done this way. Normally it's just catching the train up on the night before, writing deck lists, all that, oh, fuck it, like, I'm going to scrub with paleo, some shit. But this time I was like, hold on, I've had a whole day before, like getting here.
To be fair,
probably should go alright.
Two days before the event, you were still on scrubbing out with paleo.
Yeah,
until I actually did the flight, where I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
This is pretty easy. I should be able
to... We discussed this before, we were just saying, like, last time it was, for both Bragg and myself, was like, we'd go down to Sydney for the previous YCS's on the afternoon after working.
Yeah.
And it was like, and then it's YCS in the morning, right? And this time we've had, like, what? Yeah, like, pretty much 2 full days to realistically all get here and chill and be ready.
And
nice.
Yeah, fine stuff. Yeah, I can. It's also a pretty fucking good, like, a pretty good city. Pretty
Melbourne
good town.
Melbourne is amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you
doing
right
now?
It's been chill as hell. Like, we're right near the venue.
We're a posh Airbnb.
It's very nice.
And we're open to, like, going into town. Like, this
Uber is super cheap as well.
Yeah,
that's the other thing.
Besides Uber being cheap, like, where it was in Olympic Park in Sydney for, like, our YCS in Australia, like, it's kind of isolated where you're like, oh, we're back at the hotel, let's just fucking go to sleep.
Yeah, there really wasn't a lot you could do at the Sydney YCS post-event. Like,
yeah.
You'd have to put in a lot of effort to travel into the city to be able to go and do anything. Plus, Sydney itself is expensive. Whereas here, because you're so close to town and because Melbourne itself is just a lot cheaper to do, it makes it a lot easier to do stuff other than New Year. Which makes it more of a holiday than rather just another event.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've been pretty much treating it like a holiday.
Yes, and that's...
Oh, 100%.
And that's probably where the game is good, where it's like, it's encouraged us to all take this holiday. So, like, at the end of it, cheers, Yu-Gi-Oh, fuck that. I'm going to walk over to the Red Eyes mat and like, hey, I fucking did this.
You mean you're not
going
to sell
If I carry that Red Eyes mat out of the event, I'm
going to
cry.
It.
There's no way I'm defiling my bag with that filthy mat.
Oh, wow.
But if we all go bad, let's go in. We're going to go into the giant card because Electromite.
Yeah, we got the giant Electrum.
There's what? There's eight of us.
Heavy Rotophase, Electromite is looking at me.
So, hands up, I'm not putting that on nor in my car if we win it.
Oh, I'll take it.
Woo!
Andrew volunteers!
I will take the card to Wolf.
I'm going to ask Scoop to brag if I find him. I'm putting it
We always got Scoop to brag, right?
Yeah.
If none was Zentar.
But you have to win with
that's half the field.
Not me.
I've only got the one cowboy in my extra.
Oh, no.
If none was Zentar, we're almost like
so.
And if brag loses, then it's all on him.
So that's probably enough for the pre-Melbourne talk. We'll get some of the news shit out of the way before. So tomorrow's episode, I said tomorrow, will be all like a wrap of the tournament day.
It's
probably
today technically
shorter.
Now, isn't it?
Yes.
It's not been out yet, is it?
Shut up. Anyway, moving on. We have the TCG Lost Art promotion that's going to hit the OCG. We're going to get the OCG print of Monster Reborn. How sexy is this? 9 out of 10.
Question, why does it matter? Because it's still bad.
That's the thing. Okay. Konami announced that they're going to reprint Monster Reborn in the original OCG print and then the rest of Exodia. However, Monster Reborn, will it be unbanned because of this?
No. I'm going to say no.
X-Tom Knight didn't come back after it got reprinted.
That's a good point. So that's two no's.
I've got that new Monster
Judgment
card
as well.
Yeah, no.
There's a new Monster Reborn card.
Oh yeah, we'll get into that. We'll get into that.
I think that's what's...
It's all leading into that shit.
They could pull a Snatch Steal on us and give it to us for a format and take it away.
The reason,
If Monster Reborn ever came back, it would be Snatch Steal style.
I think, honestly, the real reason it cannot come back is because at this point, it, for no reason, would exclude Links. So you could Monster Reborn there, borrow load.
But OCG has
to any slot.
Yeah.
Or main monster zone.
Yeah.
And
so
Borrowload is broken in the main monster zone because it still has two valid link points.
Yeah.
So
but OCG still has it?
OCG has Feather Dust though.
So was it ever around?
Yeah, there's a ludicrous amount of things that the OCG has that I wish that we had, but we just won't.
Still no.
We just won't.
There's some stuff they don't, I guess.
Feather Dust,
Yeah, but of the two lists of the things that they don't have and the things that we don't have, which would you prefer to have?
They also have grass at 3 and snow at 1, which is so much better.
So much
better. Yeah, Logan.
Fuck yous.
I mean, I hate both those cards.
The next shit anyway, fuck yous.
To get the these nice alt art promos, you have to spend $30 or more at a tournament store. Do you see yourself spending $30 or more over 6 months?
Yes.
Yeah.
I spent more than $30 in a fucking day.
Whoa!
Big
spender!
But he actually does, like.
It's ludicrous.
Every time we're entering tournaments, he's opening packs.
It's time to stop. It really is.
That's it, like, in theory, most of those are you should be buying a box.
But
and then in between that, whatever else.
If you're gonna spend $20-$30 a day on it, it's better that than cigarettes, right?
Yeah, Tom. Fuck your icy blast. Take the unk.
It's a cancer of the mind. Cancer of the mind.
I mean, I spent $20 on cookie dough.
Put the winnie blues
down. I mean, Logan on his way to diabetes.
I haven't even got diabetes. Like, 1/4 of the first one.
Why did you buy so much of it?
I don't know. Young 10-year-old, I was like, dude, mum would never let us do this. Let's go.
It's good to know where your priorities are for this said
immediately Snapchatted mum. Fuck you, I mean a cookie dough.
Send it to her.
This is how awake at 3 a.m. on the sugar high.
This is how we prep
for YCS. Just like YCS all over again, Logan. Where you're up watching cricket.
Oh, we went through this in the car.
Yeah.
What?
Of you watching your cricket.
Yeah, sounds about right.
And you're going, oh, nice shot, Logan.
No, dude, it's like hitting highs and lows, man. I go like, I'll laugh at something and I'll be like, I'm tired.
So here's the part where I was going to talk about the Formula... athletes cards.
Don't get me
but
started.
I'm pretty sure bringing up around Jake's probably not going to be good. The tuna's cool.
Okay, so the tuna is okay. Tuna is fine. Okay.
But
the thing I don't understand is that this entire new format is revolved around links. Links are by far and away the best way to excel the format as far as we can see because the links are getting better and better. They've released 20 new ones for archetypes. More than that now because now Windup's got another one.
In the OCG,
so,
though.
Yeah, but we will get it eventually.
In 2 to 20.
Eventually.
In 2 to 20 years.
Eventually it will happen. So the thing I don't understand is why would you give a new archetype, a old summoning mechanic that is inherently bad.
No,
well,
you use the crystal.
Well, the FA cards. No, the FA cards really did tap into the speed jewel bullshit, and like, so giving them the synchro mechanic kind of like makes sense on that regard, where they're tapping into like the fucking.
Yeah, it
bullshit.
Makes sense in that context of the speed jewels, but like that's how long ago now. Synchros were a while ago now.
Yeah,
like,
no,
it's a bit far behind.
Tell you what, like synchros came out at the end of 2008 to like start of 2009, so that's 10 years.
Nearly 10 years.
Nearly
behind.
10 years.
Holy fuck.
Yep.
FA, ladies and gentlemen.
I was 8.
Oh, that's worse than a 12-y.
When they came out, I was 8.
Yeah, so giving them, but...
You didn't even have pubes.
You don't know that? You don't know that?
I had 8. 1 for each year. That raises more questions than it answers.
So does that mean that you only have 12 now?
So...
No.
So yeah, so I mean that's the new TCG shit. We'll eventually get the Vendred stuff, and so the tuna was great in being able to come back from the graveyard.
Yeah,
and
it doesn't
bullshit.
Banish itself. That was really good.
Yeah,
in
so
is always like
and this was kind of like that's weird. It's weird that the TCG is kind of not as good as it was with Cosmo and was before that. Being this.
Yeah,
and it's a bit disappointing. I kind of like us getting broken shit before the OCG. But what do you do? That car
bring
is traveling on a mudslide.
Okay, but
bring back
Construct. We did overlook like one of the best TCG archetypes that we had for a bit, which was the Kaijus.
Yeah,
like they were insane.
Yeah, apparently not now. I put 3 Gammies in my deck, and everyone tells me to fucking run something else.
Because you weren't playing Reaper.
Hey, 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 hey!
You fucking Reaper.
That was purely a sarcastic comment. Let's move on.
It wasn't though, you were playing Gammies.
No, I wasn't. I was like, what do I... Give me a reason to replace Gammies with, and everyone lost their minds. Everyone lost their minds.
Came to the man, he was amazing.
Tell you what, Gammies better than...
Moving on.
Gaga got Cowboy in my extra deck over Reaper and...
It still is, by the way.
Your
deck list submitted. Let's go, boys.
Oh, I hate using logic and reasoning.
You can't use reasoning, except one.
Meaning you can use the one.
Whereas you can have 3 cards.
Alright, one more thing. Oh, hey, we got Wazza in the room. Duel Links 1 year anniversary!
Yeah, boy!
So I tell you what, within the last month, we finally saw the uptake of people fucking playing this dumb shit.
Except I tried to re-download it and got incredibly bored and then, like, threw my phone.
I mean,
but I haven't played it once yet.
Half of us here play Hearthstone anyway.
Yeah, if you've already got like a card game on your phone, this probably isn't the game for you, but for the rest of it.
Hearthstone.
Shut up.
Shut up, this is Yu-Gi-Oh!
Hey, Lozo, what do you think of Duel Links a few years after? A year after?
It's honestly, like, it's come away. It started out really fucking basic. Like, literally, you'd go into ranked, and if you had like a 1600 monster, you'd win.
Yeah.
Like, it was really dumb at first.
Oh, I was tribute setting fucking Blue Eyes, like,
yeah.
In March.
If you had Summon Skull with Yami on board, you were pretty much the best player.
Yeah.
In the OG. Now it's come a long way. There's actually, like, meta and deck types. And, like, it's kind of cool in the sense that it takes you back to the old anime kind of style. Like, where there's only fusions and there's only, like, big monsters in the main deck. And it's kind of refreshing just to, you know, not get fucked on turn one and just not play.
Yeah, it's...
Hand traps.
Yeah,
and
there's only Spear Kariba.
Do you think that's probably led to why it's so popular with people? Is that they've gotten so sick of the current game that they just want to go back to a thing where there's more than 3 turns before they know they're dead?
Yeah. And that's the kind of cool thing about the app is where it limits your format and stuff. It's almost like we could play this format in real life, but they wouldn't adopt it until it's in the app. And that's kind of fucked up. We could have done this years ago.
Yeah, by ourselves.
Well,
yeah,
maybe
but...
wrong, but there's some thing floating around about the whole speed duel thing.
Yeah, YCS Dallas, I'm pretty sure, is going to run a speed duel, like, and also give out pre-constructed decks like, based on all the like, the characters from the game.
Hasn't Dallas already happened?
Is it Dallas? Cool.
I'm pretty sure Dallas is next. Was it Houston?
Dallas already happened, didn't it?
I think
what's
yeah,
Dallas?
Yeah, YCS Dallas already happened.
It happened, but there's another one, which is...
Already.
Yeah, it's almost like there's a Dallas every year. Cool. I'm pretty sure it was Dallas. Anyway, correct me if I'm wrong. Email us at teamcbg@gmail.com.
Go Drew.
Thanks, Alonzo.
Don't forget to roast us in the comments.
Add me a bracket on Duel Links. Okay, thanks.
Or don't.
Or anyone else. I'll put our Duel Links things in the... I won't commit
to
that.
Don't
commit
to that.
Or I won't commit to that yet, because I can't. I don't have that good data entry on my phone.
Or don't.
Shut up.
Okay.
Let's move on to Flames of Destruction, the OCD deck. So we got a few cool things. We got a new fucking hand trap, boys.
Yeah, it's not water type though, I'm sad.
Yeah, shit.
Fuck off, Mermails.
Mermails are pretty, Logan.
Yeah, they are. They are.
So she's pretty much a ghost ash of the graveyard. We don't know the English translation yet, but Yashiki Warashi? Level 3 Earth. Zombie Tuna. During our play turn, when a card effect is activated, includes any of these effects, you can discard this card and negate the effect. Adds a card from the graveyard back to the deck or extra deck, special summons a card from the graveyard, or banishes a card from the graveyard. So, if you touch your graveyard, this is a hand trap for it.
Ash for graveyard.
I'm leaning on the side of pick these motherfuckers up, because eventually... There's going to be, like, yeah.
It's the next Cherries, right? Cherries is hot right now, but when it came out, it hasn't been good for, like, forever.
Yeah. You probably should hold on to all those hand traps, because, sure. Okay, Ghost Ogre, for example. Ghost Ogre's kind of fallen out to the side deck and bullshit. But keep a hold of those, like, keep a hold of them, because eventually there's going to come along with, like, oh, shit, continuous spells are good again.
Yep.
We need to do this shit.
Tanky.
Yeah, that's it. Like, where you need MSG, you need your Ghost Ogre.
Pop your background.
So, once again, like, we get another crazy hand trap. We're already on the path of hand traps. Maybe we should stick to it. Should we have gone with the graveyard one? Debunk's useless.
Debunk is useless now. Okay, so debunk is useless. DD Crow is useless. Skullmeister is useless. So it's two hand traps being replaced by one.
Yeah,
three.
Oh,
no, two. Yeah, two, and then
you give Temple of the King.
Having an answer to stop snow from graveyard without having to banish it is really nice.
Oh, you're
dead. Yeah, that's the other thing. Yeah, it's that and Ash are the other two hand traps at the moment that don't have to go to
graveyard. Doesn't snow banish its cost?
Yeah, but it can stop something, especially from graveyard.
Oh, yeah. Look how fucked up I am in the head where I'm like, well, is banishing fine?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be so fucked up. I banished seven for snow.
Like,
nah.
That's interesting enough. That's actually, that actually stops Soul Charge.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's interesting.
Ooh.
Like, Soul Charge, okay. Shuffle Reborn, Call the Haunted, back
actually,
to the
with
front,
that,
like,
could you see, with that card, could you see Monster Reborn coming back?
I was just about to say
that. Oh, yeah! We come around
that
the full set.
The connections
so
are
they
made.
They have to invent a broken hand trap. For us to have
oh,
a really
shit, we
outdated
get, and we get a new Monster Reborn as well.
People keep saying, this is the link one, right?
Sponsored Reborn, it's been so far translated to.
Yeah.
Show three in your graveyard, your opponent chooses one to be special summoned, and the other two are banished. Anything that
painful can, choice of Monster Reborns.
Yeah, but you do it in, like, I don't know, like, say, for example, like, Shiranui's.
Yeah.
You get one back, and then two go off.
Banished face up?
I refuse.
I believe so.
Oh,
I could be wrong. I believe this says it banished, not...
but it's banished. Yeah, you're banishing around.
Okay, that is hot in zombie decks.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which is why they bring out the new hand trap.
There was the other cute one as well. So it's got the similar art to lawn mowing. What's it called?
Oh,
now?
Yes, this thing.
Poking the Serpent's Nest, apparently.
Yeah, that's
cool.
The one. Yeah.
If this set card on the field is sent to graveyard, banished by your opponent's card effect, especially summon one monster from your deck or extra deck.
Yeah, it is so.
So when your opponent, when you know your opponent's running Galaxy Cyclone, like, that's got to be the biggest neck on. Cosmic Cyclone, I should say, sorry.
Yeah.
That's got to be the biggest neck of the year on Cosmic Cyclone.
10,000.
10,000.
Just summon a monster for your opponent's extra deck.
Yeah, so we made a note that it does not say to ignore the summoning condition, so you will not have access to everything.
Nah.
But, like,
walk away from another planet.
Yeah, five-headed dragon. Let's go.
I like how you...
Yeah, I was going to say you around table, what would you summon with it?
Walk away from another planet.
Okay, you gave me so much shit for suggesting that, so go fuck yourself. I'll bring out any of the invoked, except for Elysium, because it has something.
My boy Construct.
She's banned, you motherfucker! Shh! I can tell you on the OCG where this will be printed in 2 weeks. Yeah, sure.
It says.
Can we summon from the extra deck? So, in theory, you'd be able to summon a Synchro?
Yeah. It's like Starlight Row, where you can summon Stardust, but it just doesn't come back.
Trishula?
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah. No, wow.
No, because she's on Synchro Summon.
What? Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
but yeah,
oh,
special
summon, not synchro summon.
It wouldn't get effect.
Oh, so you are all like, so why can we summon? Oh, so can you do any extra deck monster?
Yeah.
Can you do any extra
deck? Trish's effect states that it has to be synchro summon.
Oh, sorry, my mistake. All right, I changed my answer.
I mean, Omega would
be can I go back on the test, Dad?
No, that's good. No, that's good.
In which case, Omega could be good. No, but Omega won't return if it's summoned that
way. It'll return, it'll go to the grave.
I'd probably go something maybe...
Could
be anything, maybe 1,000 Eyes Restrict.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was going to say 1,000.
Is Black Rose on Synchro Summon or Special? Theseus, 2017,
Oh shit, I think Black Rose won. No, Black Rose
on
Synchro.
It's on Synchro, yeah, that's fair.
That would have been cute as hell.
It would have been
Make a deep barrier for Link monsters. That needs to happen.
Yeah, or any of the Link monsters as well.
Oh, Andrew, you bought this up ages ago, Five-Headed Dragon.
Yeah, just for beating,
yeah.
Bistix. Like, I reckon if you rain a few of these, maybe you have a few targets, I don't know.
And the last one that stood out to me...
You mentioned any of the invokes, but I think Rage would actually be a crazy...
Doesn't Quasar have a summoning condition on it?
Let's find out.
Surely Quasar has a summoning condition.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Quasar has a summoning condition.
Utopia Kaiser? That big stupid thing?
Yeah, but it's still shit.
But then you can't summon anything else with it.
Yeah, true.
Anyway, moving on to the last card that I wanted to talk about. Was Light of the Seca. You're going to use the 1 and 2 effect once per turn. Oh, that's bullshit. You have no spell trap. If you have no spell trap cards in your graveyard, draw 2 cards, and after activating this card, you cannot activate spell or trap cards for the rest of the duel, except Light of Seca.
So
you can keep activating Light of Secas.
Light of Seca becomes your draw card.
Yeah, and then you can banish the card from your graveyard.
There's no
reveal one monster in hand. If you do, return it to the deck, shuffle it, draw 1 card.
Yeah, and then as we said, that removes it from graveyard so that the conditions are met to use another one.
Except you can only use one of their effects.
You play Source, but yeah.
Yeah, so this card's...
Superb Summarize here, though, let's go.
Yeah, so there's... There's definitely sneaking cards that will be broken in like a year or two. Like,
honestly, you could almost do it at this point when you've got like pendulums, you've got like hand traps and stuff like that. You've got so many cards that are monsters that fulfill the roles that you traditionally needed spells and traps to do. Like, there'll be something.
The thing is though, after you activate that, you won't be able to use any other pendulums.
Oh, true. Yeah, so maybe not pendulums.
No, you sell like pendulum claw and then you're fine, you win on the next
turn. Oh yeah, just hope that you survive.
Just survive the next turn, you win.
I can't swap to those things. Why is that gone? Oh, it's gone. We're gonna have to end here without the emails. I'm sorry.
True.
We'll get you tomorrow, I'll dig up your email.
Hit him with a dab.
What about Yahoo-Gi-Oh?
Yahoo-Gi-Oh, what was the one that was on the top of my head? I used that one last week.
What's the worst change from OCG name to TCG name that you've ever heard?
What was the bad one that we came across? Lawnmowing.
Yeah.
Next
door, was it?
Yeah, lawnmowing to the grass is greener.
To that grass looks greener.
What? I think I've been on the podcast saying I don't mind that.
The one that personally...
It makes way more sense the way that we say it, because it actually has a meaning to a phrase that exists, whereas lawnmowing next door makes no sense.
Yes.
That's what it goes without saying is tree toad to toe.
Yeah. That's pretty terrible.
That just was crazy.
Wait, do they censor the artwork on the Magic Wars?
Yeah, slightly. The guns got made a little more cartoony, and the main one is like a cigar from Steady Hands. Got changed to like a lollipop or something.
Four kids.
The one for me, I think, would have to definitely be most of the Zodiacs. The Zodiac Barrage in combination, or combo, I should say, sorry, had really cool names at the start. I think it was, I think Barrage was like Sacred Triangle of the... Junishi or something like that, and then Barrage was...
Barrage still sounds pretty cool, though.
Are they called, like, Junishi in OCG?
Yeah, because that's just what it is.
Okay,
yeah.
But that translates to us technically as Zodiac Beasts,
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
What did Hades Flames used to be called?
Hazy Flames. Oh shit! Like because Basil Clock was
Basil.
And then we gave fuck Basil.
We gave that heaps of shit when it first.
Totally awesome.
No, Totally Awesome was amazing.
It was good.
What was it called? In,
wasn't it like
That's thing we're so used to calling it Totally. Fuck, that's right. Tree Toad. That's it. Fucking A. Everyone was so mad about that, but we just.
Yeah. Okay. So one of the reasons they were heaps mad is because apparently the original name had a reference to something.
Because it's a tree.
Yeah, I get the tree toad bit, but like they spelled it treat.
Yeah, tree toad. Yeah.
So what's the tree?
Yeah, exactly. It was a tree.
It was good haze beast. Is it because the apple was on its head? The apple was the tree.
Yeah.
Is that the thing?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a shit reference.
Yeah, that's it. Totally Awesome. Like, is it because tree toad is a dumb pun? Totally Awesome, a dumb pun.
Yeah, it's a real dumb pun though. It feels like a 40-year-old trying to get cool with the 18-year-olds.
Like us.
And then does the finger fucking.
What do you think will win YCS, Greg?
I thought we should leave that till tomorrow, but I think Spirals will win YCS.
Andrew?
I think Spiral will win just through sheer numbers.
Tom?
Spiral because they've just got so many players on it.
Spiral because they're cheap and I hate them. Jackpot 7, let's go.
Oh, shut up. Anyway, so I got one more Yahoo Gear.
This whole podcast again because you ruined it with that.
Yeah, I got a Yahoo Gear, which actually is an ending one. Where this is actually time to answer. Why do people diss Yu-Gi-Oh so much?
What's that?
Why do people diss Yu-Gi-Oh so much?
Because the shit game.
Because we're all like mid to like higher range adults playing children's card games.
I'm not.
Because it's perceived as a kids' card game where they don't give out cash prizes and we get PS4s instead.
That's not good. We get PS4s. Yeah, we're just rolling around in our PS4s.
Oh, Daddy, I got my fifth PS4 this week.
Tom, I'm uncomfortable. I'm sitting on 10 PS4s.
Yeah. Dude, our locals gives us 3 packs for coming first, as if I'm getting a PS4.
Oh, that's and also the like the ridiculously increasing card pool with no kind of like rotational system, so things kind of just get out of whack real quick.
Because Spirals exist in the format.
It's weird, like, I get so much shit from, like, fucking normal, like, from nerds and stuff about it. But from normal people that they view all card games the fucking same. Oh, and they go, oh, that's cool that you're doing that. Like, they don't differentiate from one another, like, so far, Magic or whatever may look down on, like...
I play Dragon Ball.
On Yu-Gi-Oh! Hey,
we won't go
into the best game.
On a side note, Dragon Ball 123 tomorrow today, hype.
Yeah. What's
tomorrow,
man? What are you doing?
One thing at a goddamn time.
Yeah.
But look, many players this Yu-Gi-Oh, but like their formats, especially at our local.
Especially at the moment,
their format's fucking trash at the moment.
Yeah. So why do people diss Yu-Gi-Oh? Is because they're fucking stupid. Like every card game, shit. Welcome to life. All right. So I would normally go, what are you buying, selling, or trading? So maybe what are you trying to load off over the weekend?
Max Rody Mervals.
Well, I got my third ulti Brilliant Fusion, so if I can get anyone who's offers me a half decent price, I might try and sell them.
20 cents each.
No, not vendor pricing.
Are you trying to load anything off Tom?
My gambit's to Logan because Logan owes me money.
Yeah.
Trying to load off anything?
Shit, Rich.
Tom's gambit's.
My dice so I can pay Tom's gambit's.
And the evenly.
And the playmat. And the playmat
and pendulums because fuck this format me out.
I'm perfectly content with the rest of my card collection.
Cool.
You're not going to pick anything up?
Take it with you to Melbourne.
No, there's no pick. If I was picking anything up now, it's way too fucking late.
Evenly matches.
No. Well, we've submitted our deck list.
Yeah, deck lists are gone. They're already done. In the wind.
You could open 10 of them.
And I already have regrets.
Thank you very much, all. Thank you very much for listening. Emails at teamcdg@gmail.com. Thank you. Bye.